Extract from the Diary of Cherk, Otter Maid, and Head Scholar to Redwall Abbey.
The feasting is done and our friends have departed. But what feasting! 4 nights and 3 days, the food, the fun, the poems and the singing. Even the Dibbons will remember it for as long as they live. Gulliff and I accompanied the voyagers to the coast. We rose quietly and left in the hours before dawn. Uncle Skipper said that if we had not, it would have taken another 3 days to say our goodbyes and have even more supplies of food loaded onto the travellers. Gulliff is the proudest garrison shrew alive. Just up the stream from where the ford crosses the path, Trissen covered the most beautifully crafted small ship from its hiding place in the backwater. She presented it to the Gowersham tribe, promoting Gulliff to captain. It now goes under a new name. The strange writings have been blotted from its stern. Triss renamed it with one single word, Shag. We journeyed down to the sandshores that fringe the wide blue seas. Grubbage took us to where a huge vessel was moored. We let Mockag rename it Freedom. So much food went aboard that Scarum wanted it called Scoftub. He was most disappointed not to be made cook, but Sagax would not permit it. It took a day to get the Freedom cleaned up and seaworthy again. She sailed on the evening tide. Gulliff and I watched her go. We stood in the shallows and waved until she was out of sight, sailing over the deeps with a fiery setting sun, turning her sails to crimson. May the wind be at their backs and the weather fair to speed them homeward one day.
Taken from the writings of Merola, Badger Lady of Salamandastron, on the western shores of Mossflower Territory.
This very afternoon a huge vessel sailed into the bay. Alarms were sounded. My husband, Lord Hightower, and Colonel Whipscott turned out the guard. Myself and the Colonel's good lady, Dunfrieda, watched from an upper window of the mountain. Imagine our surprise when our sons, Sir Gaxus and Biscarum, came wading ashore at the head of a very strange-looking crew. Well, we brought them all to the banqueting hall, and the cooks went to work. Hightower and Whipscott kept pacing around Scarum and Sagax, patting their backs, calling them young rips, winking a lot and inquiring about their adventures. But they are not young rips any longer. It is plain to see. In the space of a single season, they have become warriors. They seem to have grown. Even Dunfrieda stopped wailing into her kerchief long enough to remark on this. They stand straighter. They even look perilous.